Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a live edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, that is, producer extraordinaire Todd Loya. Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Krueger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So tonight we're here to talk about a highly anticipated movie. I know we've been talking about it a lot. A lot of you been excited ever since that, not even since the trailer, I think just since the concept of this movie got out there, and that is Willy's Wonderland, which is a new film.
You know what else is exciting? Mm-hmm. Thank you, our new Patreon, for joining.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Lauren, for becoming a patron. We appreciate that very much. And you can, if you want to join, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. It all starts at a buck, and you get a lot of bang for your buck. So check
Unlike
that out.
Unlike Dan.
Shut up, Todd.
He's got plenty of bangs for his buck.
Yeah. But hey, and only 10 grand, you can get this nice little hat.
We have more interesting things to talk about than your fucking hat tonight.
You would all shit yourself if somebody paid 10 grand. I'm just
yeah, saying. You're not right. Nobody, I probably would, but it's never going to happen. So let's move on.
All right. So we're here tonight to talk about Willy's Wonderland from director Kevin Lewis. And this film follows a quiet drifter who's tricked into a janitorial job at the now condemned Willy's Wonderland. The mundane tasks suddenly become an all-out fight for survival against wave after wave of demonic animatronics. Fists fly, kicks land, titans clash, and only one side will make it out alive. So, all right. Well, Krueger, I know you're very excited about this one. I know Mandy is one of your all-time favorites. So, has Nick Cage kept up this wave he's had lately, at least in the horror genre?
Well, I got to say, like you already said before, once I found out the concept of this movie was just going to be a thing, I was all over it. Like you said before, Mandy's one of my favorite horror movies of all time. And Color Out of Space was actually my number one horror movie of 2020. So very, very high expectations rolling in, especially when I wasn't even familiar with the director. It was just the fact that it's Nicolas Cage and horror that got me so fucking excited about this. So I'll start by saying the soundtrack we get is fucking awesome. It's super atmospheric, similar to Mandy. Like, there's just these tracks that really like set the atmosphere in certain scenes. And then on top of that, we have like these really iconic Willy's Wonderland songs we get, where they're just like singing very creepily. And I loved all of that. The cinematography I thought was really good. I thought this had like a higher production value than I was expecting. And like, I really liked all the uses of color we get throughout the movie. As far as acting goes, man, this has to be one of my favorite Nicolas Cage performances. It's just, he's such a fucking badass in this movie. Similar, like, he channels basically what he did in Mandy, in my opinion. Like, just a fucking ass-kicking machine. And on top of that, like, you know, he's just bad. He's, like, fucking crazy in this movie. This is, like, the most Nicolas Cage performance I think I've ever seen. Like, I mean, just everything, like all his quirky shit that he does in his acting just works so well for this fucking character. And the fact that he doesn't even like have barely any dialogue, I think he says maybe two words through the whole fucking film, is just immensely impressive to me. Also, I thought all the other side characters did a pretty good job. I mean, they weren't obviously they were going up against, you know, a guy that's going to steal the whole performance. But the people that were there, I thought they did their jobs pretty damn well. The kills in this fucking movie are phenomenal. These are some of the best fucking kills that I've seen in a very, very long time. Just we both get both animatronic blood and gore and good old traditional blood and gore. And it is way more brutal than I was fucking expecting. I wasn't expecting this movie to go as hard as it did. Just with some of the kill sequences we get, the gore we get also is practical, mainly practical. There's maybe about 10% of CGI in this movie. And what we do get CGI wise is very good. But yeah, all the blood and gore is just good old old school practical style, and I fucking love that so much. And like I said before, like the kills are like Mortal Kombat level badassery, in my opinion. So highest praise there. And I also, like, there was some really great fight scenes in this fucking movie. Like, there was so many times I screamed holy fucking shit out loud while watching this movie, like, because I couldn't believe that how crazy badass some of the sequences we got were. I was actually also really impressed with the story. It has a pretty extensive lore behind Willy's Wonderland to explain why these animatronics are going crazy and killing people. And that was both unexpected, and what they went with the story was batshit insanely awesome. And I guess like my biggest praise for this movie is this movie knows exactly what it wants to be. It's self-aware as hell. Like, it knows it's going to be this batshit insane fucking ride. And maybe some things are just going to be like, what the fuck moments in there. But it all works so well for the concept of this movie, which is like fucking killer animatronics and Nicolas Cage battling them. Like, what else do you want? Like, what, like, as far as like the insanity of that alone, this movie totally matches up with all the other stuff we get in it. And man, I gotta say, this is one of the funnest fucking times I've had watching a horror movie, and I don't know how long, to be honest with you. I see this as definitely making my top five of 2021. It's gonna be battling with Psycho Goreman, has that number one slot, I think. And I can't recommend this fucking movie enough. It blew my expectations out of the water. And I think writer Gio Parsons and director Kevin Lewis are two to definitely look out for in the horror genre for upcoming films in the future. So, yeah, it's got the Kruger stamp of approval for fucking sure.
How about you, Pugs? What did you
well,
think?
Well, since Dan ignores... Thanks, Pugs. At least you pay attention. Since Dan did not mention at the top of the show, this is a premium VOD, $19.99, available for rental on Amazon and Vudu. But beyond that, my opinion on this one is I did really enjoy it. I don't know if as much as Kruger, and I don't think the Nicolas Cage performance is full Cage. Because taking his ability to speak away prevents him from going full Cage, in my opinion. And, but that said, after I got used to that, I was fine. But it was kind of like, come on, I want to hear some Cage shit going on. But once we got going, I didn't even think about it. But at first that was, you know, it threw me off a little. But I'll tell you the one thing I want to see. I want to see all the fucking outtakes from the pinball. You know, he was just, you could see in the clips we get that he's fucking full Cage, but
he went accused on the pinball machine.
Yeah, he absolutely did. But 100% this is worth the $19.95. Don't let what I said about me disagreeing a bit with Kruger on the full Cage stuff and all the Cageisms say that I didn't love this fucking movie, because I did. I kind of want to see a version where he is, you know, screaming at the top of his lungs and doing that shit. But the version we have is awesome too. So, that, Pugs?
That's kind of where I fall, because I do feel they left a little bit on the table by having him be a man of few words.
However, have a feeling that was a Cage call. That seems like some Crispin Glover, Charlie's Angels. Like, I'm not going to talk in this role.
Did you want Leo Rossi to be in the weasel costume?
That should have been one of the police people. So that lady from Speed, that would have been cool too. Yeah, man, a few words, but he's a fucking badass. And like, I would go to war with this man. I'd feel safe because he has an American History X moment that I fucking loved. I'm like, you're kidding me. This is amazing. And like we get real gore and like oil or whatever the hell that shit is. So that rules. And then that, I hope they make the fruit punch, whatever that shit is, because I want to try that so bad.
Pop punch.
Thank you.
They've got to sell that somewhere.
I want a whole case because that looked fucking delicious.
This was Spectrovision, we would definitely get it.
the main girl from not Sons of Anarchy, what's the other one? The Mayans, she's awesome. I big plans for her, hopefully, because she's pretty good. The whole cast really was good, but again, you're up there against Cage, and Cage is gonna cage even when he's silent, and it's awesome. So this movie is a fucking blast. I highly recommend it.
What about you? I don't want to be a spoiler. So, you know, I do have something later.
Okay.
Yeah, so obviously you knew going in that this was going to at least be fun. I mean, it's hard. Nicolas Cage on a Chuck E. Cheese rampage. I mean, that's all you need to say. I don't need to know anything else about it. So I do think it kind of peaks and it just kind of stays right there for me. I mean, after he kind of fights the original ostrich, I guess that was supposed to be. I mean, of course, that's hilarious. I had a lot of fun with it. I think it's at the bottom of the list out of his great movies recently. That's not to say that I don't recommend it. It delivers exactly what you would expect.
It's against a couple heavy hitters of his recent stuff.
I'm like, isn't it? She's been kicked fucking ass, dude. Color out of Space.
It was, yes, yes. It's a rough list. It's a lot of fun. I thought some of the music too, Head and Shoulders, was the best use I think of Head and Shoulders I've ever seen.
You know what? You should never use Freebird in another horror movie because you know we all immediately.
Yeah, devil, devil's rejects. Yeah,
it's like
I'm not gonna lie though. I perked up when it happened.
I did too.
Oh, me too.
But I wanted to watch Rejects. It's kind of like when you use Goodbye Horses and any other, like it threw me off in Maniac when they used.
But what about?
I loved it.
I think.
You know, let's let Dan finish. I was gonna ask about Inagata DeVita.
Oh, I think that's such like an emotional song, and I don't think it worked as well in this. I don't think you had like emotional connections to the characters. Not that you would expect it.
I think it was played up a little different, though. It wasn't trying to be super serious like Rejects.
I think his best moment is when he kind of did that I have the power moment where he like raised his head. I think he did have some good Cage moments. I do think he should have talked more. I actually do. I don't think the silent straight. I get what they're going for, but it's Cage. You know what I mean?
That's why I feel like it's a his call.
I don't know, man. I with all the grunts, all I needed was him acting weird as fuck and all the grunts and grunt. Like when he's fighting with people, it's literally me seeing Red from Mandy fight these motherfuckers. Mm. It worked for me perfectly. I just think the uniqueness of not having your main character fucking say any words at all is like, that's a ballsy ass fucking move. And this, it could have went, I don't think it would have worked with anybody else but Cage, because he's just such a goddamn good actor with his facial features and his, you know, just his motions, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No. And it's got a lot of great moments too. I mean, I think, you wanna fuck Fatty with some fun.
Dude, that was the thing. Like I was surprised how hard it went, like with stuff like that, because, you know, this could have easily been like, you know, like turned down a couple of levels to appeal to more the kids, because this is, you know, obviously it's a Five Nights at Freddy's ripoff. That's a pretty popular video game amongst the youngsters nowadays. So I was so impressed with the amount of gore we got and like how brutal shit was. And then little moments like, you know, you want to fuck Fatty, or, you know, just like, I think it was like the chameleon girl trying to seduce that guy. Like,
well, yeah. He went to go grab her, not to spoil anything, but he went to go grab her.
I was saving that part for spoilers, but
I love that shit.
The one thing is, this is the movie I wanted last year when we got the Banana Splits movie. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we got this for this, it was great. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's fair to say if you saw and you were excited by the trailers and the concept, you will be satisfied. Yeah. I don't think it's a classic, but I think it's just a fun movie. I think if you think it looked dumb, well then yeah, that it delivers exactly what you would expect.
Yeah, you kind of need to know. You should know. Like, I've seen a lot of people commenting about this movie and just saying, you know, oh, it was so stupid. Like, what were you expecting going into a movie about Nicolas Cage beating the shit out of animatronics for an hour and a half? I mean, I expected it to be good old fashioned fucking dumb campy horror fun, and that's exactly what I fucking got out of it. And I disagree. This is a fucking classic of the fucking 21st century, in my opinion. I mean, just I already want to rewatch it. You know what I mean? And very few films have I watched. I've finished and then immediately said, man, I just got kind of want to just hit replay and watch that shit again. And this year so far, there's been two of them, and that's Psycho Goreman and fucking Willy's Wonderland for me.
Nice.
Also, before we get into spoilers, shout out to Beth Grant. Nobody knows the name, but you know the face, the sheriff who's been in
Speed Lady.
Everything. Well, Speed, but like she's been in everything.
My name is Earl.
Yeah. TV, movies, I mean, sitcoms. She's done it all. And she was really cool. It was cool seeing her in a larger role. All right. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. So, well, Kruger, I don't think there's going to be any surprise. So go for it.
I'm 5 out of 5 stars for this one. I think, I like this movie so much. When I celebrate my birthday this year, this is going to be a triple feature with Color Out of Space and Mandy for me. So, Willy's Wonderland, I loved it. And I'm, like I said before, the writer and director both have my fucking attention. Next thing they do in horror, I'm all over. So,
yeah. Pugs?
I'm going to go with a 4 with a you must watch. My only reason being, because I was going back and forth between 4 and 4.5, is all the one-liners that were left at the table. But again, Nicolas Cage is a badass. But I wish I do want him to fucking open that fucking... Rah!
All right. Dan?
I'm a 4 also. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. It'll put a smile on your face.
I was going back and forth too. I'm a 4.5 with room to grow.
Cool.
A sentence Dan has told many women.
That's fucked up.
It was there. I had to take it.
I do agree with the one-liners, though. Can you imagine some of the shit he could have talked to the weasel?
All of them. And the survivors. He just seems like a don't fuck with me kind of guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that, do we want to get straight into spoilers?
Sure, but before we do, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube and hit that notification bell so you know when we go live, especially when it's last minute, you'll get a notification. Also, as we said, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. And also, the big one, we have a new revamped website, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Todd did a lot of hard work, so... Give him a round of applause.
The stuff Dan's supposed to say at the top of the show. Just
I know my mic blah. I gotta reformat.
That's
my mic.
All right.
But yes,
we're gonna send it out on. We're gonna share it and stuff. So
yeah. So check it out. He did a really good job. It's really cool. You got all the information there.
And check out Dan's bio quick as you can.
Yeah,
I will have a pic soon.
Yeah, nice and revamped though. Thank you, Todd. It looks great. Also, don't forget, if you want to see Willy's Wonderland, it's available for premium VOD on, I think, Amazon and Vudu and all that good stuff.
So far, there's just the two I've seen. So I'm sure it'll be available elsewhere soon.
Yeah. All right. So spoiler talk. What spoilers do you guys have?
Let's go with the gorilla getting American History X. That was amazing. Dude,
yeah, like that was my favorite kill in the fucking movie. First off, that I'm actually a big fan of that fucking movie, American History X.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. The fact that we saw Nicolas Cage curb stomp a fucking gorilla animatronic on a urinal, like what the fuck? And like he doesn't just do it once, he stomps like 3 or 4 times on that motherfucker. But like the best part was the setup before that, when the gorilla like is beating his ass, chucks him into the fucking stall, and then he comes out with the plunger right in his fucking face. Like dude, it's such a fucking like cartoony fucking thing. Like this movie just like it had like the mixture between a cartoon and a fucking just absurd ass video game feel to it. And like that's actually I think what more why like maybe him not talking even worked better for me, because I kind of saw myself playing a video game while watching this fucking movie. And like, you know, being player one, you know, you don't need a lot of dialogue, all you need to do is kick some ass. But yeah, fucking before the gorilla kill, when he's taking out Ozzy the ostrich and he rips out his fucking spinal cord, like, dude, he's straight up Mortal Kombat-ing motherfuckers.
Fatality.
Yeah, like, dude, I said that like 5 or 6 times in this movie. Like,
it'd make a good video game.
Yeah, there is a video game that's basically, yeah, it's been, this is heavily.
But no Cage.
No Cage. Though. I would love to see like a video game adaptation to this. Like, that would be fucking awesome. But, man, and then the alligator fucking, he fucking King Kongs it, like, with breaking its fucking jaw open, then rips out its fucking tongue. Fucking and then Willie, how badass was Willie when he made his appearance, when the sheriff's like, I'm gonna feed you, Willie, and Willie just pops up behind her and fucking just swipes her, and her whole fucking torso just goes flying across the room, blood squirting everywhere. And then, you know, you get this final showdown, and Nicolas Cage literally beats the living fucking shit out of it and then rips its head off. What a perfect fucking goddamn final boss battle. Like, fucking man, this movie just hit literally all the right bells and whistles for me. I mean, I was so happy when they brought in the kids, because like, I wasn't really expecting as much like actual, like, I was expecting us to get a lot of, you know, animatronic gore, but I wasn't expecting it to be as gore as it was. And we literally see a kid get a fucking chunk of his shoulder taken out by Willie. Like, that was fucking awesome. Like, and they did it perfectly for me, man. As far as like the tone, the fucking color, like the movies, like, I was surprised how well like the cinematography really was and all the uses of color. Like, they totally got that like psychedelic feel that Mandy had for me. And like, man, I just, Mandy, this, Color Out of Space are probably 3 of my favorite movies ever, to be honest with you. Like, that's how much I really fucking enjoy Nicolas Cage in horror, and this was just everything I fucking wanted, man.
Like, a lot of people forget about Mom and Dad, though, too.
Oh yeah, Mom and Dad's great, but Mom and Dad, I would take this over Mom and Dad still, even though like his Sawzall line in Mom and Dad is great, you know. Sawzall, cause it Sawzall, fucking going after his, like,
I like that one more than Mandy.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, you have a kid, so it makes sense. but yeah, man, just Nicolas Cage, I'm so happy that he's fucking doing cool ass shit like this and just being fucking complete badass. Like, I couldn't believe how much ass he really kicked in this fucking movie. I mean, I don't know why I was expecting something less than what he gave with Red and Mandy, but I mean, it was on par for me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. And the Blu-ray's coming out as well, so you can pre-order that.
I do want to say, I mean, Kathy, I'm gonna give her a shout out. She was great as the turned on and by the where everyone died. I was popped.
Oh yeah. Dude, she was like, yeah, she was really, really fucking beautiful. I was surprised. Yeah. Like, yeah,
I was wondering, her hair was a little on the curly side. It was kind of wavy. No. I didn't know.
You're right. That's okay.
I don't know where the cutoff is, Pugs.
Pugs, I know that. I know you appreciated it was the gorilla getting curb stomped too.
Absolutely. Perfect timing. I was waiting for a knee to the neck too. I was like, just get him. Oh, get him.
You know, we're live, Pugs.
We're live, pal.
But that would have been fucking hilarious.
Also, he did an immaculate job cleaning that fucking bathroom.
Right? Dude, that was the thing that was getting me. Like, you know, he just nonchalantly kills Ozzy the Ostrich and Gary the Gorilla and then goes back to cleaning. And well, I just like,
get the fresh t-shirt, which is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think he goes through like 4 of them. And like all the breaks, like, I know I saw some people complaining about, like, you know, why the fuck is he taking a break in between a fucking fight scene? That's so stupid. That's the point. It's supposed to be fucking stupid. Like, and I just thought it was hilarious that like his character is like addicted to this pinball machine now. Like, that's fucking awesome. He loves pinball and he loves drinking soda. Like, fucking fucking love Nicolas Cage. Like, and dude, the thing that also got me was like, did you see how nonchalantly he's bagging up like the kids' bodies and shit? Like, I'm like, what has this man seen?
See, like he's probably like a hitman somewhere, or like he like the wolf type from Pulp Fiction. Like, he gets shit done. Yeah.
Graphic novel would also be another strong possibility. I don't know. Prequel, like, you know, who is this guy?
I'm game, bro.
The girl from fucking the Mayans nailed it. He's like, he's not trapped in there with them. They're trapped in there with him.
Can this be a prequel to Drive Angry?
Yes, he paints the car black.
He's fairly talkative and Drive Angry, though. I don't know. Maybe
he got his groove back. Maybe he has a toothache, or I don't know.
Dude, I could just see. I'm gonna watch this right after Mandy, and just in my head say it's a sequel. It's like
that works. No. Ori escapes from hell at the end of Drive Angry, and Amber Heard just like made him kind of like a mute. Just
are you saying escaping from Amber Heard is hell? Escaping.
I was gonna say maybe he's a Cenobite now, but that's even cooler too.
All right. Well, I don't. Do we have anything? he's done that before.
Amazing.
All right.
Nope.
Do we have anything else in this?
I don't think so.
All I have is that Psycho Goreman versus fucking Nicolas Cage is going to be like a fucking really hard battle for me at the end of this year, and it's giving me anxiety already.
I thought you were saying if there was a versus movie, I think you might like have a stroke from here.
Yeah, probably.
Throwing the towel.
Michael Gorman 2 with fucking Nicolas Cage.
Dude, or just have Steven Kosansky direct something with Nicolas Cage in it. I would fucking lose my mind. Dude, Nicolas Cage and fucking Adam Brooks? Oh my God, dude. Fuck. Let's get out of here. I need to get some tissues and lotion.
All right. On that note, Pugs?
Oh, like, share, subscribe, turn the notifications on. Everything I danced at earlier, do that shit. Follow us across all the social media bullshits. Yes. And check us out on Patreon. Start just at $1. You get exclusive and early content. And most importantly, uncensored. So if you want to hear us get a little extra, check us out over there. So with that being said, gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Thanks for joining us. I'll see you in Disneyland.
Let's get out of here. I can't stand to hear a grown man scream.